Welcome to the Nine Innings Podcast, hosted by yours truly, Kevin Thompson, founder and CEO of Nine Innings Capital Group. Thank you guys for joining us. As I always say, subscribe to the channel. As I always say, go and get my book, MLB to CFP Live on Apple and Amazon. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you can email us at info@9innings.com. Send us your questions. Go to the website at www.9innings.com. Schedule an appointment. As you know, we're here to do what? Educate, empower, and engage. And I wanted to do something for the business owners. I work with a lot of business owners, and a lot of people erroneously think that just because they own a business, it's the next best thing from a tax perspective. Yes, the government does a lot for small businesses, but I want to clear a little bit of that up today and talk to you about businesses, why every business owner needs to have a tax savvy financial plan. Let's get it. So welcome to the podcast. As you know, I'm a certified financial planner here at 99 Capital Group. I'm also a retirement income certified professional, which allows me to operate seamlessly in the retiree space. But I am also an enrolled agent with the IRS, which means I have a little bit of a I'm able to operate within the IRS. I got to be very, very clear in the language of that. So as a financial advisor, I'm passionate about helping those business owners just kind of navigate this confusing world we live in, where we talk about taxes and financial planning. So today we're going to be diving in to why every business owner needs a tax savvy financial plan and how this can help you. Yes, you, Mr. Business Owner, grow your business and achieve a little bit of a peace of mind, because a lot of us grow these things 3, 5, 7, 10, 15 years down the line. And now we're like, man, what am I going to do with it? But a lot of our retirement is baked into that business as well. It's baked into the sell. But we're not talking about succession or selling a business today. We're just going to be talking about things tax savvy wise we need to be doing in regards to our business and our operations. This is high level. We're going to be breaking down more segments of this. The types of businesses, the entities, the tax efficiencies of each separate entity, not in today's episode, but in future episodes. So, question, did you know that choosing the right business entity could save you thousands in taxes each year? Or that most business owners leave money on the table by not coordinating their tax and financial strategies? If you're a business owner or thinking about starting a business, this episode here is for you. So we're going to talk about why tax and financial planning matters. So again, taxes isn't something we do on an annual basis. It's not something we just have to think about annually. They're the cornerstone of your financial success. How much you're giving away, how much you get to keep is the cornerstone of your business success. As a business owner, you face unique challenges like estimated taxes, payroll deductions, and retirement planning. Without a plan, you risk overpaying in taxes, or worse, running into compliance issues. So let me paint the picture. Let me paint the picture for you. Let's talk about what a tax savvy financial plan actually is. A tax savvy financial plan can do one of four things. It can help you minimize or mitigate your tax liability. Notice I'm not saying eradicate. There's no such thing as eradicating your taxes. No, minimize, mitigate your tax liability. It can free up cash flows to reinvest back into your business. It can ensure you're prepared for unexpected expenses or audits. It can help you retire on your terms with the right retirement vehicles in place. Quick example, my own business. Before I was an S Corp, I was just a basic LLC. What that allowed me to do was take revenue into my own name. But I was taxed 100% as self-employment tax on all of those dollars. How shifting to an S Corp has helped me save a lot of money in the form of taxes, but which allows me to redirect those dollars into qualified plans, into other vehicles, and back into my company to grow the business. It's those types of things that we can do as business owners that help us build our business, sustain our business, and live a financially savvy life. So let's talk about part two. Let's talk about some of the top tax challenges business owners face. So we have to choose the right business structure. Should you be an LLC, an S Corp, or C Corp? Each has a unique tax implication. For example, S Corps allow you to save on payroll taxes, like I just mentioned, like what I did previously for my own company. But they come with their own set of rules, for example, having a reasonable compensation. From a deduction optimization standpoint, many business owners miss out on pivotal deductions. Are you taking advantage of the home office deduction, equipment write-offs, or Section 179? A coordinated plan ensures you don't leave money on the table. That's why it's important to get with a CPA or an EA or a financial advisor that can help you make these decisions. Retirement planning is a whole nother ballgame. Business owners often don't prioritize retirement because retirement is what? It's my business. I'm going to sell this business and I'm going to be able to retire. But often, quite oftentimes, when you're trying to sell your business, it doesn't happen on your timeline. It could be 6 months, it could be 9 months, it could be a year. The buyer comes in, and again, I don't want to turn this into a succession planning episode. The buyer comes in, and guess what? They want you to stay on for another year to help retain the business that you have on the books. So that's another year you have to work, and they're going to pay you out over a 3 to 5 year time horizon. Maybe it's not just a lump sum, depending on how they want to pay you out. Important to understand that yes, your business is your retirement, but we don't want to prioritize the business being our only retirement vehicle. So options like a SEP IRA, solo 401ks, defined benefit plans, not only help you save for the future, but also reduce your current year tax bill. And finally, cash flow management and tax payments. I don't know. I don't want to tell you how often this comes up. What is your safe harbor? What do you need to pay? People think, oh, well, if I pay this, I'm going to be fine. Next thing though, they have a penalty. What happened? It's important to understand what your tax liability is for last year and what your tax liability may be for this year to make sure you're paying the proper payments quarterly into the system so you don't get penalized. Estimated taxes can wreak havoc on your cash flow. We have to be proactive about paying and avoiding surprises while keeping your business running smoothly. From a financial planning perspective, that's what we do for our business owners. We help them understand exactly what their tax liabilities are. We get with their CPAs to work with them to make sure they're making the proper tax allocations to the for the quarterlies. And if they're not doing that, we make sure that they know exactly what they need to put aside. Again, I have a lot of business owners, and we have to make sure that we're doing this the right way because the last thing you want is when you go do your taxes and the CPA comes out and says, oh, you owe X amount in penalty, you owe another $35,000, $45,000. Wait, what? I wasn't aware of that. We didn't do a good job. We didn't know our results. We didn't know what our revenue was. We just weren't on top of things. That's why you pay a financial advisor the money that you do. So let's talk about how financial advisors and EAs work together. Sometimes financial advisors and EAs can be one and the same, like myself. But as an EA and a financial advisor, we can bring a unique perspective. Financial advisors focus on the big picture planning, investments, retirement, and cash flow, while EAs dive deep into the tax side of things with compliance and optimization. Together, they can create a roadmap tailored to your goals. For example, I just got my EA over a month ago, and I've thoroughly enjoyed the planning side of things. I've thoroughly enjoyed what I'm learning in the program, and I thoroughly enjoy what it allows me to do and have these conversations. As an EA, I can have this very conversation. I can get in depth with you about your taxes, liability, what we need to be doing from a tax perspective, and I can give you tax advice. As a financial planner or a CFP, you cannot do that. No matter what we say, we have to operate in the tax planning world, not the tax advising world. So it's important to know the difference between who you have on your team that can help you make decisions. Now, a lot of people want to steer away from tax advising, and I get it. There's a huge liability out there. But you want somebody on your team not afraid to step in the ring with you to help you make those decisions. That's why you pay people money. That's why you pay people the money, the amount of money that you do, because you want them to help you make those decisions. So, here are some common misconceptions. You think advisors and tax professionals only step in, into the step in during tax season or after they've made major decisions. The truth is, the best outcomes happen when we're involved early and often. Often meaning, if it's quarterly calls, if it's monthly calls, what have you, we need to be involved early and often in the process so we don't miss anything. One small mix up can cause a huge issue in your cash flows. We don't want that. So lastly, we're going to talk about some actionable tips for business owners. And again, this is our first segment. We're going to do multiple segments on different S corps, LLCs, the benefits, all the other stuff. That's going to be coming on multiple other podcasts. But today, practical advice: start early. Don't wait until the end of the year to plan your taxes. Work with a professional throughout the year to make adjustments as needed. Two, leverage technology. Tools like QuickBooks can simplify tracking expenses and help you stay audit ready. Here's an example from my perspective. My CPA has access to my QuickBooks and she operates my bookkeeping. Integrating all of that into one system has allowed me to flawlessly do what I want to do on my side of the fence while she does what she does on her side of the fence, and her team helps me from a bookkeeping perspective. Number three, we can maximize retirement contributions. We can contribute to retirement accounts designed for business owners to reduce your tax bill and save for the future. Lastly, number four, you gotta work with the team. Consider a tax advisor, a financial planner, and even a business coach to cover all of your bases. So, in conclusion, remember, a tax-savvy financial plan isn't just about saving money, it's about building a foundation for long-term success. From choosing the right entity to optimizing deductions, planning ahead can make all of the difference. Here's my call to action for you. If you're a business owner looking to level up your financial game, let's connect. Let's visit. Go to 9i Capital Group and let's book an appointment. Let's schedule that consultation, and you can check out some of the guides and some of the YouTubes and some of the other stuff that's going to be coming down the pipe, because I am in your shoes. I am also an entrepreneur, a business owner. I know exactly what's going on in my current environment, and I can help you in your current environment. So again, today we talked about high-level business ownership, how a tax-savvy plan can help you as a business owner. We're going to be coming down with a lot more of these podcasts. Thank you for tuning in to the 9i's podcast. Subscribe to the channel. Don't forget my book, MLB to CFP, live on Apple and Amazon. You have any questions, comments, or concerns, you can email us at info@9icapitalgroup.com. Send us your questions. Go to the website at www.9icapitalgroup.com. Schedule an appointment. As you know, we're here to do what? Educate, empower, and engage, and also entertain. Don't forget to subscribe and share this episode with fellow business owners who could use some tax-savvy advice. Until next time, my friends, stay humble, stay safe. I'll see you again soon.